From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level meeting about the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week and then with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. The meeting will come amid more than 2 weeks of violence in Israel. 10 people were wounded. One soldier was killed when gunmen opened fire at a bus station in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. One attacker was killed by police. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria last week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanafi al-Masr was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist. Iran and the nations and groups involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day when the parties involved will begin taking steps to carry out the provisions of the agreement. President Barack Obama called the day an important milestone. The European Union Sunday adopted a legislative framework that begins the process of eventually lifting sanctions against Iran. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened Sunday in half of Egypt's provinces. The government is trying to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as the country's president. The first phase involves 14 provinces voting Sunday and Monday, and the remaining areas will go to the polls in early December. This is VOA News. Germany's chancellor met Sunday with Turkey's prime minister and president in Istanbul in a bid to secure Turkey's cooperation to stem the flood of migrants entering Europe. Dorian Jones has more.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has offered incentives to Turkey that involve an aid package of at least $3.4 billion to help host the more than 2 million refugees in the country, as well as easier access to EU visas for Turkish citizens and renewed efforts for the country's stalled EU membership bid. Merkel has been one of Ankara's staunchest opponents to membership, but at a news conference Sunday with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, she pledged support for its EU membership process. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Colombian government and FARC rebels have unveiled an agreement aimed at determining the fate of tens of thousands of people missing and presumed dead during a half century of war. The agreement reached late Saturday in Havana comes just weeks after the Bogota government negotiators and their FARC counterparts publicly vowed to sign a peace accord by March 2016. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday lobbied for the United States to be re-elected to the board of the UN group UNESCO. Kerry promised to work with Congress to resume U.S. contributions to the group, which were cut off in protest of Palestinians being admitted as full members.
We're agreeing really on how the mandate of UNESCO, the mandate of the United Nations, has never been more in need of being applied and lived by, and never has our work, frankly, been more important than it is today. There's an urgency to it.
The United States and Israel lost their UNESCO voting rights in 2013, but the U.S. is still a member of the executive board that oversees the general management of the UN body. Slow-moving Typhoon Kopu slammed into the northern Philippines Sunday, killing at least one person and causing thousands to evacuate their houses. The storm, which has weakened slightly since coming ashore, is still downing power and communication lines with powerful winds and rains that could last until Wednesday. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush Sunday cast doubt on rival Donald Trump's judgment and leadership ability. He said the Republican frontrunner discusses foreign policy like a reality show star. In an interview with CNN that aired Sunday, the former Florida governor added he has grave doubts about Trump's ability to appropriately handle America's nuclear weapons. Trump fired back immediately, asking why Jeb's brother attacked Iraq when there were no weapons of mass destruction. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.